Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, Al Fiqh ala al Madahib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Sahab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahab, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is which places to visit in Makkah Mukarramah. Mufti Sahab, can you explain to us?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, we will discuss the places to visit besides Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwarah. I think we covered Makkah and Medina. So when people are there in Saudi, there are many, many other places a Muslim person should visit. So let's start. If you are in Makkah, then where else can you go? So around Makkah, there are 3-4 places you should try and visit besides now the famous places. So that's what we want to discuss today. Let's take, for example, when you are going towards Taif. So remember, there's a place called Hunain. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it. You must remember, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. On that occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were around 12,000. The enemies, the Banu Hawazin and them who were master marksmen, so they were 4,000, you must remember. So they felt, Sahaba, that definitely we will win. So initially they started losing because they were overconfident. So therefore Almighty Allah states, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. You were very impressed with your numbers, and فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا, and that could not help you. Then Allah Ta'ala's mercy came, and then you were victorious. So therefore, always place our trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not in numbers in adad and udad. Beautiful words to remember in Arabic. Adad, the numbers you have. Udad, all the equipment and artillery and whatever you have. So Surah 9 verses 25-26, remember that. So when did this battle take place? Remember, Fatih Makkah took place in the month of Ramadan, 8th year of the Hijrah. And this took place in the 8th year of the Hijrah during the month of Shawwal. So that's a place you should visit. Remember that is important. That everywhere the Master alayhi salatu salam went, so we should definitely go there and visit there. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's all nearby and people are just killing time as it is half the time. So we should ensure that that is what we try and do. So inshallah, we will encourage people to do that, that they go and visit. You must remember Hunain. So remember, and I gave you the verses in the Quran Sharif regarding it. And you know, every Muslim child already knows another place to visit is Taif. So from Makkah, you're going towards Taif, you will go en route. You must remember what we call Taif. So you're going to Taif, you'll go via Hunain. Remember that. So when you go to Taif, then every Muslim child knows that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif right in the initial stages, thinking that these people will embrace the message and messenger. But majority of them, 99-95%, didn't accept it. In fact, Allah forbid, they pelted and they mocked and jawed, you know, all these type of things. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Mubarak tears, the blood Mubarak, all that oozing out, gushing out and so forth. And then that famous dua Nabi alayhi salatu salam made, you know, on that occasion, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk, that I will complain to you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So it shows that each one of us should make a special journey as far as possible, go to Taif as well. Now, twice Nabi alayhi salam went to Taif. One was in the initial stages, and then this is the sequence of events. I am taking you according to the sequence of events. So, first is Fatih Makkah. That was Ramadan, 21st Ramadan. And remember, Fatih Makkah means the conquest of Makkah. And then the people embraced Islam, and Nabi alayhi salam gave them amnesty, asylum, all these type of things. Man dakhala bayt abi Sufyan fa wa amin, like that, all that happened. And yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja, took place. People entered into Islam in their droves and droves. So all that took place. Thereafter was the battle of Hunain. Remember, Allah gave victory as I gave you the verses. And then after that, you must remember, was Ghazwa-e Ta'if. See? So also in the month of Shawwal, in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And remember, so when people go to Taif, these are the places you must visit. You must visit the masjid of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. And that is Masjid ibn Abbas. And it's the biggest masjid there in Taif. And behind the masjid, you will find that he, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, sorry, I made a mistake. Not Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is buried there. He passed away in the year 68. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, you must remember, Sayyidina Ali's son, who was a Tabi'i, a successor, performed the Salatul Janaza. So that's one place you should visit. Second place you should visit is, that when Nabi alayhi salatu salam went the first time, then a person by the name of Addas, Ain, Dal, Alif, Sin, and the Dal has a Shadda, a Tajdeed, Addas, radiallahu anh. So remember, they were mocking and jeering and lot of things, Allah forbid, belittling Nabi alayhi salam. So he brought some water and grapes and that. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, from where you come? So he said, Ninwa. So Nabi alayhi salam said, my brother is from Ninwa. So now he asked Nabi alayhi salam, who's your brother? He said, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. So he realized that Nabi alayhi salam is not somebody, you understand, like ordinary person, is extra ordinary, special. So he realized there is a Nabi of Allah Jalla wa'ala. He kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salam, brought Iman on the Master alayhi salam. So now for you, South Africans, Europeans, Americans, wherever, India, Pakistan, for you nowadays is very easy. So remember that before, this masjid and all used to be fenced up and nobody could go inside. But now, mashallah, these kind of things, they've opened it up. So you must try and go there right by the masjid, inside the masjid and so forth. And then, mashallah, you go and read 2 rakat, tahiyatul masjid and so. So where is this? In Taif. What is the place called? Masjid Addas. You see that? What is the background? I gave it to you now. Then you go to the place of Ma'arika, where the battle took place. Ma'arika means where the battle took place. So the battle took place, you must remember, Ghazwa-e Ta'if. And this took place where? In Ta'if. When? In the 8th year of the Hijrah. Now go back to the sequence, the chronological table. So first Maulana is what? Fatih Makkah. Thereafter is Hunain. Thereafter is Ghazwa-e, you must remember, Ghazwa-e Ta'if, good. So Ghazwa-e Ta'if, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, remember this, and there were pockets of resistance and all these type of things, so they all were defeated, and remember, they embraced Islam, majority of them. There's one, two pockets, remember, then they got defeated, and they were finished up, and so forth. So all of them eventually, like say, all meaning 90-95% entered into the fold of Islam. Okay, so these, now when you come back, this is for you now. You are now in Makkah, and now you want to go. So now when you come back, you must come back in the state of Ihram. Remember that. And the miqat is called Sail. The miqat is called Sail. Sin, Ya, Lam. Wonderful. What is truth? We will speak. Saudi Arabia, the government, not from today, from those days, wherever there's a miqat, they made wonderful facilities. I used to try and go to different miqats. So I went to the miqat in Zul Hulayfa, Bir Ali several times. Wonderful facilities. Went to the miqat here in Taif Sail. You will remember, wonderful facilities. You go to the miqat there in Juhfa. Wonderful facilities. Like that, you will find great tan'im. Tan'im is actually that not the miqat in that sense, but anyway, you can just call it miqat also. So remember that. So you must remember that there are great facilities also. So you go there, they got shower facilities, they got wonderful. If you didn't take your ihram with you, no problem, people selling ihram, everything there. So from there, you come back to Makkah in the state of ihram. Okay? So this is things you should remember now. But let us go back to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he do? Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So you understand? So when the master alayhi salatu salam then returned. So first Fateh Makkah. Thereafter you must remember Ghazwa-e-Hunayn, Shawwal. Then Ghazwa-e-Taif, 8 year also. Ghazwa-e-Taif, right? Also Shawwal. Then the month of Zulqa'dah started. The month of Zulqa'dah. Which year? 8th year. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a place called Ji'rana. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says you must call it Ji'rana. Remember this. So when you call it Ji'rana, so there at night, Nabi alayhi salatu salam made intention and made intention for Umrah, fastened ihram there, made intention, performed Umrah and came back. So some people don't even realize that Nabi alayhi salam went for Umrah. So now these are three places in Makkah. In Makkah meaning just outside the proper Makkah. You see, Makkah is haram. When you use the term haram, you need to understand this. There are three, like, you understand. It's not a circle, it's oblong. But we just call it circle, but it's not a proper circle. So Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. So this constitutes the haram. Are we clear with that? Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M3, that is haram. Then we're speaking out of the haram and within the miqat. So you must remember that. In out of the haram and within the miqat. So that area is called Hil, Ha, Lam. So you go to Tan'im. So there you find Masjid Aisha, where he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha with the brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anha, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr, after Hajj to perform the Umrah on the night of the 14th. So that is called Tan'im, Masjid Aisha. Then you go to Ji'rana. So this is just for ordinary people. If they want to make Umrah, so you go there, you can make from Tan'im. Or you make from Ji'rana. So Ji'rana is 30 kilos out of Makkah. And you go there, Zahab Iyab. You go to taxi or the bus, you must say, they must wait for you. You read your two rakat salat, is nafil, you read, no problem. You don't read, no problem. You make intention, make Umrah from there. So that, and then Hudaybiyah also is very near, out of the haram. Nowadays it's called Shumaysiyah. You see, so these are three places you can go to. You fasten ihram there and then you come back. But this is not miqat actually, this is in the hill. Hill means out of the haram and within the miqat. So understood? So you must remember, miqat is Taif, miqat is Zul Hulayfa, Bir Ali, miqat is Juhfa. So these are miqat. Miqat is Yalamnam, when you're coming from the side of Yemen and all that. So we need to draw a distinction. So your first oblong circle will be Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Your second oblong will be that Shumaysiyah, Hudaybiyah meaning. Or Taif. Tan'im. So Tan'im. And third one will be Ji'rana. Repeat again. Hudaybiyah. 1, 2. You want to remember Tan'im. And then 3, Ji'rana. 4, Arafat. Arafat is Hil. It's out of the haram. So you must remember that. So all this will be part of the Hil, not part of the haram, and it's not part of the miqat. So people, they just confuse issues. Miqat are those designated places when you're coming from outside, you fasten the haram there. 5 days, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fixed like that. So we must be clear on that issue there. So that is called Miqat, Mawaqit, and so forth. So these are places we should be visiting, you know, and this type of things there. So all this now is done. In Makkah, there's a place, even this place is open now, you must, but 90% of the Hujjaj and Mu'tamirin, Zahirin, don't know. So you must remember, this is called, you understand, Masjid Aqaba. When you go pelting, you have the small shaitan, Jamarai Sughra, then you have Jamarai Wusta, the middle shaitan symbolic, then Jamarai Kubra, Jamarai Aqaba, the last one. So when you finish pelt that one, and you're walking now, you're walking towards Makkah, towards Aziziyah, and now your back is facing Mina, and your front you're facing towards Makkah, Aziziyah. You must look on the right-hand side, and you will see there's a masjid there. That masjid doesn't have a roof. I saw that masjid in those days with Allah's help in the 70s or 80s early. I can't remember exactly. But the structure was of the Usmanis, the Ottoman Empire. Do you understand? That's how. Then now the Saudi regime, that they have refurbished it, renovated it, everything. They made it look nice. And they even put like a roof in that. But that initially, it had no roof, no nothing. It's like a, you know, if you take a masjid and it's got face brick, and it's not really painted, you understand, because it got face brick. So you will see it's like, you understand, yellowish, brownish color. So you got the location now. So this masjid is called Masjid Aqaba. So the people came from Medina Munawwara, the Ansar, and they met Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam while was still in Makkah, but they were being tortured, they were being persecuted, and secretly they met in that place there. So that is called Masjidul Aqaba. And the distinction of it was a masjid with no roof. Understood. But now the Saudis, they put all and cover it up and everything. And before they shouldn't allow, now they allow in all these kind of things. Yeah. So these are, that's why I said today we must discuss these kind of places, which are not, you must remember, famous to people. It's famous in Islam. But people know all the malls and poles and all that nonsense, you understand? You tell them, they say, what? So these are the places you must try and visit as well, you understand? You must take a taxi and tell him, bye, we start 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever time, and then we come back Salat time, you see? So like that. So by Zohar time, you bring us back, like that. Then next day, you go here, next day, like that. So you don't miss any Salat. In fact, like summer, you can go 6 o'clock also, Nashta, then Rasta, you understand? So like that, quick, you go. So you got enough time, 6-7 hours you will have. But our people, so to get ready takes them 1 hour. You must remember that. One day we in Makkah, in Aziziyah, whole bus, we all ready to go now to Mina. You see, from Aziziyah, we go to Mina on that 8th day, first day. This one couple are not coming, so I also was upset. I say, we all waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, let me go find out. So I said, Baji, who che, why are you taking? He said, no, wife is coming. So then we wait. I say, Kala, who che tomorrow? He said, no, I'm just putting a little bit of makeup in that. I say, Kala, we're going to pelt the shaitans and his Mina and that makeup in that. Hajj time, they want to put makeup. And can you believe that? You know, some crazy things, you must remember that. I said, no, it's like makeup mukwanu and all. So anyway, so I'm telling you real stories, not some fairy tales in it. So anyway, this was Makkah and surroundings and all that, right? So the other things we visited, told you already. Now let's say from Makkah you're going to Medina Munawwara. So there, or you're coming from Medina to Makkah. So there are 2-3 important places. وَالنَّاسُ أَنْهَا غَافِلُونَ. But the people, mashallah, they're not interested also. One is Badr. Why is it important to go to Badr? Quran speaks of it. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. Allah Jalla Wala definitely helped you in the battle of Badr. When Badr took place? 2nd year of the Hijrah. And what was the day? Friday. The date, 17th of Ramadan. You got it? So Friday, 17th Ramadan, 2nd year after Hijrah. What happened? 14 Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajmain, their names are written there also. A Shuhada, a Badr, and you can go read it, all that if you know how to read Arabic. And you must remember that when you look at the Ba'arika, the place, you will see the color, the sand also looks different. And there's a mountain there known as Jabalul Malaika, where the 1,000 angels came, 3,000 angels came. You must remember, even one angel was sufficient, but لِيَتْبَ إِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah wanted your heart must be totally, thoroughly, understand, satisfied. So therefore, إِكْرَامًا لِهَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, to honor them, Allah revealed these angels here and sent down these angels here, so they came. And then you can see, and these enemies, 70 of them, Abu Jahl, all dispatched to Jahannam. And other, what Abu Jahl, total 70 taken captive. So today, nowadays, you can go and see, before the police should chase you away. Now they encourage that. They won't encourage this, Mimbabil Islam. They'll encourage it, Mimbabi Siyaha. They want to promote tourism. Before you go all these places, these same Saudis used to tell you bid'ah and liar Jews and all that. Suddenly everything changed now. You understand? Hey, Jews, kullu shay Jews. You understand? All understand. So anyway, so this is what we'll say in English, unintended consequences. They're opening everything up so at least people can go and see these places. You understand? Otherwise you couldn't see all that. Then you must remember that they hear one to other places. Now, whether you go there, don't is your business. So you must remember Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother. So Sayyida Amina is buried between Makkah and Medina, Batha. You understand? In the place there. So remember, I heard from Sheikh Sayyid Alawi al-Maliki rahimahullah, great scholar of hadith. His father, Sheikh Ali Maliki, understand? So you must remember, our Akabir ulama used to go by him. I know Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib used to go to him. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, used to go. They don't come greater than that, you know. So in the past century, you must remember, they used to go to him and they used to go for sanad of hadith and all that. Because he used to teach in the Haram Sharif, Maliki's scholar. But when we went over, he passed away. So his son, I used to go meet him. So he told me that the Saudis, they brought petrol and they brought fire and they lit up that area. You understand? They said it's bid'ah to go there and all. So wallahu a'lam, it happened, didn't happen. But for me, it's nothing far-fetched if the Saudis did it. You understand? Well, they did some crazy things. You must remember that. So if you want to go, you can go there, and that you don't want to go, it's fine. When we went first time, you understand, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi writes about this in his kitab. The actual book is in Arabic and the Urdu translation, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is called, you must remember, that how many times Nabi Alayhi Wasallam performed Hajj and Umrah. So the place name is called Mastura. The place name is called Mastura. So we didn't know, we just went and they stopped there. So why people stop there in those days? Wahan ki machi bahut mashhoor hai. That you must eat the machi. You know in Urdu what they say? What they say, Maulana? Machi sabse achi. No, fish is the best. You see, like that. So we didn't even know, you understand? We just went and they stopped there, eat fish, and then you carry on. Who's going to tell you what's happening? Then afterwards when you start, they say, oh, that's okay, now we understand. So if you want a landmark, if you want to go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother's place where she's buried and that, then even if you stop in Mastura, it's in that area there. But nowadays people don't go there. Why? From Makkah to Medina, Medina to Makkah, so there is Tariq-e Qadim, the old road. Then there is Tariq-e Jadid. Tariq-e Jadid is Tariq-ul Hijrah. You understand? And then you got the train going nowadays. So people just go in the train, finish 1.5, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, you're there already. You understand? Now with the taxi and all that, sometimes if it's very busy, it can take you 4 hours, 5 hours, 6, 7 hours also. If it's very, very busy, and then traffic, and they stop you, police, and taftish, and this. I know they got a lot of stories. Taftish is their checkpoints and all that, you see. So a lot of stories sometimes like that. And so anyway, so these are points that you should try and visit in Makkah, surroundings, on the way.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM in Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. We return to this program. We are going to discuss which places to visit on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. Mufti Sahib, please inform us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 2-3 things I forgot to tell you about Makkah and surroundings. Obviously, the men should go and visit the graveyard Mu'alla. Our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried there. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu is buried there. His honorable mother Sayyida Asma radiallahu anha is buried there. Like that, thousands of Sahaba and Tabi'in, Awliya are buried. And then Jeddah. So remember, this is not Quran, Hadith, but it's history. They say that when Allah Ta'ala transferred Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha from Jannah, then he landed there in Ceylon, Sri Lanka. So that was all part of Hind, of India. So therefore they say Nazala fil Hind, he came in Hind. And is Adam's peak there? But Quran Hadith is just history. And she, Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, not Hajar, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. So Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, she came down where? In, you must remember, in Jeddah. Jeddah means grandmother. Or some Arab ulama say Judda, Wadamma, pitch on the jim. That means a harbor. So the harbor is there in Judda. So remember, it started operational, and that in time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, it became very, very effective and so forth. So the point we're making here is this. So Judda. So there, I've been there, but wallahu a'lam. So there's a graveyard there. It's called Makbaratu Hawa. You understand? And all that. And they got a long grave there. They say she's buried there. But we can't say 100%, remember that. So how I told you, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa is what? Is Haram. And then what is within the Miqat and out of the Haram, you call that Hil. So Jeddah also is Hil. You go to Jeddah, you come back, you don't have to fasten the Haram. But if you want to fasten, you can, but it's not compulsory, because it's in the Hil. So you must remember, so you should know the Wajhut Tasmiyah, why it's called Jeddah or Juddah and all that as well, right? So this was also one, two important points that I missed out. Let's come now to Medina Munawwara. So people in Medina, normally they stay there 1 week, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days, or 3, 4, 5 days. So if you got time, every day you can go and you visit a different place. So you go in the morning after nashta, rasta, breakfast, then you go. To where you go? Khaybar. Khaybar is plus minus 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. It was in the 7th year of the Hijrah. Okay, before I come to that, let me announce one announcement before I forget again. So remember that, so tonight, inshallah, all you listeners of Sirius FM, inshallah, and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, remember, will be Maulana Musa Lahir. And there will be a kiddies program, the Shining Stars, inshallah, for the kids, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and so forth, so they can read and whatever you. Maulana Musa got a lot of experience, mashallah, in this. So he did all these things here in media, and he loves to do this. So Allah Ta'ala reward him. So tonight and every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, inshallah, Al-Aziz, so will be Maulana Musa Lahir's program, okay? So that, remember that, make a note of it, starting tonight, inshallah, Aziz. And then I was busy with now Khaybar. So remember that this became the headquarters of the Jutlas of the Jews. When the Master, alayhi salatu salam, arrived in Medina Munawwara, there were three different tribes of the Jews. The Banu Qaynuqa were there, the Banu Nadir were there, the Banu Qurayza. You see how I mentioned them. This is how they were expelled one by one for treachery and whatever. When the Master alayhi salam came, then all the group said, they made mashura, shura, they agreed, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be the Amir for everybody and the leader, and everybody will respect one another in this sense, we won't have war against you and you won't have war against us, and if anybody attacks us, we all will be united and that. So initially they all agreed, but Jutlas are makkar, they have always some plotting, planning, scheming. So the Banu Qaynuqa, first one, they broke the treaty, everything expelled. Then the Banu Nadir, Quran speaks of them in the Quran. So anyway, they got expelled. Then Banu Qurayza got expelled after the Battle of Khandaq and so forth, the trench. So where they landed up in Khaybar, 150, this became their markaz and headquarters. So it was the 7th year out. You see, Quran makes mention of this, but we don't understand and we don't read. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. See, see what Quran says. Chronological table, the Master alayhi salatu salam sees a dream that you, your Sahaba, you're going for Umrah, inshaAllah. مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ. So when they reach Hudaybiyah, Shumaysiyah, so Abu Sufyan, not Muslim that time, Khalid bin Walid, all of them. So then they say, no, you can't come, you can't make Umrah. This is in Zulqa'dah, right? And then, okay, we'll come next year, you must spend three days here and so forth. And, you know, same people must come, 1400, 1500. This is the 6th year, Zulqa'dah. So Zulqa'dah finished, Zulhijjah finished. Muharram, they go. 13 Muharram, 7th year of the Hijrah, wa asabahum fathan qariba takes place. Allah gave them magnificent victory. Where? In the Khaybar. You see that? Against the Jutlas. And glot of ghanimat and that. And 94 or so Jutlas dispatched to Jahannam and so forth. So Sahaba plus minus 15, 16, like that. Different kitabs tell you. But very few compared to the Jutlas and the Jews. You know, the Jews dispatched to Jahannam, Sahaba and the Jannat obviously. So that then they said, you work here and you will give us the crops and all that. You take half, we take half. So you see, it became a win-win situation. You must remember that. So you must go further. Why? There are big, big forts there. You must remember. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, whose title is Fatih Khaybar. He played a prominent role there. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, tomorrow, la'u, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la'u tiyanna raya, tomorrow I'll give the banner and the flag to that person, yuhibbuhu Allahu wa rasulu, wa yuhibbu Allah wa rasula, that he loves Almighty Allah jalla wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah loves him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him. On that occasion, even a person like Sayyidina Umar said, I wanted to become the leader. And, you know, because of the virtue. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Aina Ali. He was sick, his eyes were paining. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lu'ab mubarak, saliva mubarak, it was used. And then he felt better and cured and so forth. So he played a prominent role. So this was against the Jutlas. Then you must remember, we are now currently, today we tell you in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, the whole world is the 6th of Rajab. So go back in our history, is the Ghurratu Rajab. When it is the beginning of the month, what you say in Arabic, Ghurra, you understand? So like in Urdu, and that you say Yakum Tariq, the beginning. So in Arabic you say Ghurratu Rajab. Ghurratu Sha'ban, so beginning. It was Ghurratu Rajab. So it was midsummer, 50 degrees. The khajur dates are smiling in their faces. Nabi alayhi salam made Nafir Aam. 30,000 Sahaba ready. From Medina Munawwara to go to Tabuk. I flew to Tabuk. It takes you 1.5 hours. In that heat, they had to go. You understand? Logistical nightmare. How are you going to take mobilize 30,000 people in those days? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came. Sayyidina Abu Bakr brought all his wealth. Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Umar brought half the wealth. Sayyidina Usman played the greatest role. This battle, remember two things about it. Akhiru ghazwatin ghazaha an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the last battle of Nabi alayhi salam's lifetime. And is known as Ghazwa Tabuk because of the place. And it's called Ghazwatul Usra wa Ta'in. Difficult times. You must remember how you're going to go, what food, all this and all that. Sayyidina Usman, 1,000 gold coins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received it and was spinning it out of joy and happiness. 300 camels he alone donated and gave to the Muslim army with the saddle and everything. Like that he gave so much, you understood. Then hadith in Tirmidhi and that, ma dharra Uthman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No harm will come to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was elated, delighted with him, you see. So anyway, 30,000 Sahaba went, and then there, these Romans and that Kuffar Christians, all of them were there. When they saw all this, then they said, this will be a big problem for us and all that. So then they made Sula, and there was no real combat. But what I want to tell you of Tabuk, I spent 2 nights there, I think. We had a hotel, and the one Arab brother, he took us around, he didn't charge us, understood? Because one connection of mine spoke to him, and he said, this guy, he likes history, you must take it. He said, no, Sheikh. Then he took us everywhere. There they had a masjid. The masjid is still there. But those days, in the olden days, they used to call that Masjid Masjidu Masjidu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masjid Nabawi, Madina Munawwara. And Tabuk, if you read the old books, you will find Masjidu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi Tabuk. You must remember that. So why? Because the Master alayhi salam performed Salat. But the Saudis say, no, I can't keep this kind of name. So they change it now, Masjid Tabuk or Jamiu Tabuk and words like that, you see. But that was the Masjid. Initially, this is called Masjidu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you go there. And then there's one place where the Master, alayhi salatu salam, you understand, put his saliva mubarak in a well and all these kind of things there. So you can go there, and then they take us around and all these kind of things where the actual battle was supposed to take place and that. So, but Allah, yeah, there's one ayat you must always remember, you mozahid, because you also involved in these things here. So how to make difa and defend the namus of Sahaba, the honor and dignity of Sahaba. So this ayat is one of your most effective ayats to use. Chapter 9, Surah 9, verse 79. When he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, brought all his wealth, Sayyidina Umar brought half his wealth, Sayyidina Usman gave hundreds of thousands, million you can say, if you take the equivalent value nowadays. So, these munafiqeen and hypocrites said, Mura'in, just showing off, you understand? And this type. And poor Sahaba brought, you understand, let's just say in our terminology, quarter kilo, 1 kilo, half kilo, wasting time. What does 5 dates and 10 dates going to help? So if you gave large, substantial amount, Mura'in, and you bring small amount, it's a wasting time. See what Allah said. They belittled the Sahaba. They objected on Sahaba. Allah says, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79, أَلَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. That those people who criticize the Sahaba, the true believers, and who are spending in the path of Allah a substantial amount, those who are given small sums, la yajiduna illa, according to their means and ability, capacity. And then what you did, for yaskharuna minhum, you mock them, you ridicule them, you belittle them. Allah says, in honor of difa and defending the Sahaba, sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah is mocking them. Allah will say, go. They will think they're going to Jannah, and the doors open, they'll end up straight in Jahannam, walahum adabun alim. Painful, horrible, terrible punishment. You must remember that. So always remember chapter 9, verse 79 is one of the most effective verses for us to use in this day and this age against the Shias, this Kuffar and so forth. Imagine attacking the honor of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. So what is left of deen then? So you must remember that. So Surah 9 and verse 79, and وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So for them is a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. And Allah will mock them and dispatch them straight to Jahannam. So we told you a little bit about Khaybar and that, 7th year. We told you about Tabuk, 9th year. And it was in the beginning of Rajab and so forth. And you must remember that when you come back or when you're going, it's up to you how you want to go. So there's a place called Al-Ula. So when we went, it was off-season. Now they put up a big airport there, and now they made it a big resort like. Now they have all the live movies there, and live shows there, fashion shows, and all haram dandas with this murtad bin shaitan. this fantasy city. That's what they're calling it. You understand? Fantasy city. So that is Neom. Neom means Neom, the new city, matric city. Matric don't mean matric results in that. You heard about matric results. So I mentioned it this morning in the news, you must remember, that the Minister of Education said that 150,000 children, students, they were pregnant in school last year. Understand? So she told them that you must close your legs and don't open your legs and open your books. You understood? So this is a school, so it's Brussels, this, you must remember. Then college and varsity, what you expect? So imagine that they just came in, by the way. So you must remember these kind of things, yeah? So this is Shaitaniyat and all that. Then you go to Tabuk, and then you go before that, there's this place, Al-Ula, and that. So then Sahaba stopped there, and Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah Ta'ala punish the people of Salih alayhi salam here. And you all are stopping here, and that, you can't enter there, illa wa antum baqeen, except you are crying, and all these type of things there. Fa illam tabku fa tabaku, and if you can't, then you should make your face like a crying person. So to go there is permissible, but not for fun, game and entertainment. You must go there to take ibra and lesson and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala speaks of Salih alayhi salam and the naqa. So the she camel, they told, I went with Allah's help, they told Nabi Salih alayhi salam, these people, from that mountain we want the she camel. He told them, see, if you're not going to believe in it, Allah's punishment. They said, no, we'll believe. After some time passed, they got fed up because the reservoir, one day water for the she camel, one day for them. Just read the surah, everybody knows or supposed to know. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, they rejected him, Salih alayhi salam. فَأَقَرُوهَا, ha, the naqa, and they hamstrung and they killed that she camel. Then the result of it, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَا, you can just see the word, the mubalagha, the intensive form. Allah crushed them. فَدَمْدَمَا عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ, because of their vices and sin. فَسَوَّهَا, flattened them all up, you must remember. So that is a place of ibra, not go and make hotel day resort and this and that. But this is the time of their zawal, they're going to fall, they'll be removed and all that. So therefore, so these are, I wanted today to highlight to you, when you go to Saudi and you got Umrah visa, you got tourist visa, you got whatever visa, they allow you everywhere now. So don't kill time and just go here and there. Go to the places that have Islamic relevance. Understood? And where the Master alayhi salam went. So that is what we must instill, this type of zeal and enthusiasm in the hearts and minds of people. I know of people who went 10, 20 times, they've never been to any of these places. So, but you ask them the malls and all, they know everyone. You understand? So the case of misdirection, you understand? Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.